Hello, everybody. All right, so this week is going to be a bunch of stuff that Blair's been sending me pictures of album covers. So I've just been going in the order that he sent them to me. And I'm just going to get through as many as possible in about a half hour. And whenever I don't get to, I'll just continue with the next time I do this. So, all right. First up is Joey Harris and the Speedsters, and it's the self-titled album. It's the only album he actually put out with the Speedsters. So, Joey Harris started out in the 70s, mid-70s, playing guitar for John Stewart. A different John Stewart, not the one you're thinking of. A singer-songwriter guy. And then he fronted a band called The Fingers from 1979 to 81. And then formed The Speedsters, put out this record in 83. Started working with Country Dick Montana and the Snuggle Bunnies. And if that name sounds familiar, that's because Country Dick Montana was in a band called The Beat Farmers, who this guy, Joey Harris, also ended up joining in 85. So I did the Beat Farmers in an earlier episode. I don't know how, I feel like it was a long time ago. This guy joined the Beat Farmers in 85. Later formed a band called Power Thud. I think that's what my handwriting says. And now he is called Joey Harris and the Mentals. So he's still around. So this is from the Joey Harris and the Speedsters record, and this is a song called You Never Call. And I'm sorry if the sound quality is a little weird. The only one I could find was like a video on YouTube, like the official video. It just, sometimes the sound is weird, but you get the idea. So here's You Never Call.
I play guitar and I sing in a band. There ain't no reason why you should not like me. Maybe someday I'll make you understand you could never live without me. That shiny little engagement ring. You never call me and it's making me cry. You never call me and I wanna die. But then this morning when I checked the mail, just one more air about the year and sale. Just breaks my heart cause you did not send a letter. My friends are saying, boy, you better just forget her, cause you never.
You left me standing by the disco in the rain. So said I.
cool, right? It's so 80s. You know, you should watch the video for that. I know I say that a lot. Nothing will ever be as good as the Harpo Rock and Roll Clown video, but this one is fun because it's, you know, they're playing, performing in the rain and some cool snare drum with rain flying off of it shots. Totally, totally 80s. All right. Moving on. Hold on 1 second. I want to get this ready. Oh boy. Some of this stuff I had already researched last week, and then I had to change my topic, and I don't want to talk about it, but, because it was sad. So some of this stuff is like, I don't really remember it too well, because I listened to it, like, a week ago, so. It's, like, all new to me, kind of. So the next band is called DC Star. The album is Rockin' in the Classroom. Yeah. I remember Blair sent this to me. He's like, this looks like something you would like. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of does. I didn't like it as much as I had hoped I would, but that's okay. So this band is from Clinton, Maryland. They formed in the early 70s and I guess went through a name change or two, became DC Star in 77, moved to Baltimore in 81. They put out an EP on their own in 82, played out a bunch, a lot of live shows, opening for bands like Blue Oyster Cult, Twisted Sister, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, The Ramones, and Journey. One of these things is not like the others. This album came out in 1985. So then the singer was injured. Did I say singer? Singer was injured in a car accident. They replaced him. He came back and then he quit. And then he got replaced again. Then the drummer left and was replaced. And then the bassist left. And then they were like, let's stop. And they called it quits in 87. So from the album Rockin' in the Classroom, which is sung to the tune of Smokin' in the Boys' Room, I'm going to play you a song called Feeling Good to Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. DC star. All right. Good stuff, right? Okay, I'm going to move up to a different song because there's something... Yeah, okay. That's what I want to do. Okay. Next one is Eddie and the Tide. And I have to find this on YouTube also. I apologize for the delay. That's my one. Okay. Eddie and the Tide. The album is called Go Out and Get It. So they were around from 83 to 1990 from the San Francisco area. Played out a lot and built up a pretty loyal following. Got signed by... I'm trying to read my handwriting here. It looks like it says Bobby Corona. Yeah, that seems right. The owner of Keystone Nightclubs and released an EP called Maybe I'll Get Lucky in 1982. In 1984, they independently released their first full-length LP, I Do It For You. Then they got signed by Atco Atlantic and released this album, Go Out and Get It, in 85. And then Looking for Adventure in 87. After that, they got dropped by the label. They released two more independently in 88 and 89 and then gave up. They have a song on the Lost Boys soundtrack, if that does anything for you. Okay, so I'm going to play you a song off of Go Out and Get It, and it is called One in a Million. I highly recommend watching the video for this, too. It is super 80s. I'm going to play, like, a better quality thing, but I did watch the video when I was originally doing this, and it is a plus. So, yeah, here's the song One in a Million.
Thank you.
All right. Eddie and the Tide. That song is one in a million. In case you didn't get it from the many, many times he sang it in that song. I do like it, actually. That was a good song. Okay, so then... right. Oops. Oh my god. I don't know why I have such a hard time typing on my phone. Okay. There we go. Okay. So this band is called Earthquake, and the album is called 2 Years in a Padded Cell. Earthquake is also from San Francisco, formed in 1966, which seemed very early to me. So their manager, whose name is Matthew King Kaufman, got them signed to A&M. They released 2 albums and did not do well commercially. So, you know, they were frustrated by that. And so their manager, Kaufman, set up Berserkly Records in 1973. And they released 4 albums on the label from 75 to 79. This one was their last album, which came out in 79. 2 years in a Padded Cell. And these guys worked with Jonathan Richman and Greg Kinn, which I guess if you are familiar with the Berserkly label, then that's not too much of a surprise to you. But, yeah. So this is Earthquake. I picked this song called Goodbye, California. All right, so that was Earthquake. And then I mentioned the name Greg Kinn. So one of the other albums that he sent me is the Greg Kinn Band, and the album is called With the Naked Eye, which is odd because most of his albums have his last name in them, like a pun. Like, now I can't think of any. Oh, here we go. Like, Next of Kin, Rock and Roll, Continued, Conspiracy. You get the idea. Contagious. Yeah, so this one's called With the Naked Eye. So, Greg Kinn grew up in Baltimore and was writing and performing songs at coffee houses while he was still in high school. At 17, he won first prize for some song contest run by the Top 40 radio station. And then, so after that, he moved to California. That was in 1972, and worked at a record store called Rather Ripped Records with Gary Phillips, who was in the band Earthquake that I just played. And then was signed to Berserkly Records. So it's all coming together here. And then he formed the Greg Kinn Band, and in the 70s, he was putting out like an album every year. Developed a little following from touring all the time. And then, so this album With the Naked Eye came out in 1979. And then after that in the 80s, Weird Al did a parody of one of his songs, which was, okay with him because he got to be in the video. That's Greg Kinn was in the Weird Al video. Opened up for bands like Journey, Grateful Dead, and Rolling Stones, and was on TV shows like Solid Gold, American Bandstand, and Saturday Night Live. He was a DJ from 96 to 2012, wrote a handful of books, and he still performs. And so there's the first song on this album is a Springsteen song, and I'm just going to read this. This is off of his website. Here we go. He wrote, "If you'll remember from our last adventure, Bruce Springsteen had been to see the band at the Roxy just 6 months before, and he liked our version of For You so much that he gave me another song, Rendezvous, which was an outtake from his Born to Run album. Bruce sent me a cassette, I wish I still had it, of the song, and I tried to figure out the lyrics from the tape. However, Bruce is not known for his diction, and there was a line in the bridge which I swear sounded like, 'We desire so much more than squirrels.' I knew there weren't any squirrels in the song. I asked Bruce backstage at the Berklee Community Theater a few months later, and he gave me the real lyrics, which were, 'We desire so much more than this girl.'" What a revelation. Rendezvous became the centerpiece of the album, and I still perform to this day, although the high notes nearly kill me. I played my Rickenbacker 12-string electric and gave it the old birds sound. And after all that exposition, I'm not going to play that song. But if you're interested in Bruce Springsteen, and I know a lot of you are, check out the song Rendezvous. I'm going to play a song I like better, and it's called Beside Myself. We'll be right back. So that is the Greg Kinn Band. All right, I'm going to just play one more song because this last band, I couldn't find too much information on them. The album, like their name on it, it just says LA, but it stands for Love Affair. And so it's, the album is called Do You Wanna? All I could find out is that they're from Cleveland and this is their second album and it came out in 1981. The first album was self-titled, came out the year before. And there was a hit song on the first album called Mama Says. I listened to it and I don't know it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a hit. So, just not something I'm familiar with. But anyway, so Love Affair, and I'm going to play you a song off this Do You Wanna album. By the way, Do You Wanna, all one word, Do You Wanna. This song is called Don't Hurry Love, and I really like it. So that was L.A. Love Affair. All right. I'm done. Yeah. You know what? I know I usually try and do, like, a siren and then, like, a whatever stuff I've been listening to. But I think next week I'm just going to do a continuation of the stuff that he's been sending me, because some pretty good stuff in there, honestly. Like, I haven't really... Some of the albums that I just did songs off of, like, the one song I played was, like, one of the only good songs, but they're not, like... None of this is bad. Like, I'm enjoying myself doing this research and listening to these albums. So there's more where that came from. And yeah, I'll keep going with it next week. Do you hear the train? Shut up. Cool. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you liked some of this stuff as much as I did. And yeah. Like I said, more where that came from. So we'll get into that next week. All right. Thanks again. Bye.